It is now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and here is your host, Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Pat McCandless and Chris Earle, the co-owners of Stevens Real Estate, the newish co-owners here. It's been a couple of months. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Anne.
So I want to talk with you guys. We've got quite a few things here because I think real estate, especially, you know, we just heard on the news break about the real estate projections. Everything seems to have been turned around after the last several years, and we can talk about that here in a little bit. But I want to talk a little bit about the history with you guys, a little bit of your history with Lawrence, and how you came to be at Stevens Real Estate. Why don't we start with you, Pat?
Thanks, Ann. History of my family in Lawrence. We've been here for just a little over 20 years.
Okay.
And raised three children here. My wife's Deborah, and raised three children, Jason, Jennifer, and Justin. All three went to school here locally, and ultimately two have gone through KU, and one's down at Baker right now. So
that's great.
We fell in love with Lawrence. We lived in Topeka for a short while, and made a jaunt over to Lawrence one sunny Saturday afternoon and fell in love with the community and said, we got to live there. So
that's pretty good. Now, where are you from originally?
I actually grew up in Salina, Kansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, born and raised there.
I'm further west than that, but that's pretty, yeah. That's way western for most people here. What about you, Chris?
Well, I've been here ever since I can remember. Born and raised here in Lawrence and educated at Deerfield West Lawrence High School, KU. In 94, and this is the only place I know. I'm about as local as you get.
You're a local. Now, how did you guys then become, what made you go into real estate, and what made you be part of Stevens?
Well, I started with my own lawn mowing business at like 12 or 13, as a lot of kids do, and pushed that pretty far through college and even into a pretty decent job after college, and then in 1999 I sold that business and got my real estate license, and this is what I've done ever since.
Okay, so you just like, you have to just kind of
that's
okay,
really
work
hard
on the outside.
That's
the house,
really hard work.
Work,
yeah.
On the inside of the house.
That's pretty hard work outside.
Yeah, it is. It's very hard work, and it can change too. Did you from then the hot weather, doing all the gardening, then the shoveling and
all of that. Waiting for it to snow, kind of like today. I'd be excited if I was in that business today because I'd be hoping for snow.
Definitely. What about you, Pat? How did you get? Because I know you've had a couple of other.
Yeah, actually, prior to real estate, I was in retail sales and retail sales management for many years. 28. Caught the retail bug. My dad owned a local grocery store in Salina that was right next to Kansas Westland, and kind of got the bug of working with people and interacting with people, and just fell in love with it. Most recently before joining Stevens, I was with Tractor Supply Company for about 18 years and kind of grew through their ranks as an assistant manager, store manager, and on up to a regional vice president with the company. Kind of reached a point in my life where I could make a change, most importantly for family. Financially, I was able to do it, but more importantly for family. My dad was kind of struggling with his health and took some time off, took an early retirement, and spent some time with him, and then just got bored out of my mind. And a very dear friend of ours to our family said, hey, you ought to get into real estate. It was actually Mark Wilson that lives here in Lawrence. And I said, real estate? And he says, yeah, you'd probably be pretty good at that. So I gave it a go and joined Stevens. For me, it was an easy choice. I'd already purchased a couple of homes through Stevens Real Estate, was real impressed with the company, and certainly had met Doug and LaDonna Stevens earlier through our kids are about the same age, and just said, you know, that's the place to be. So I joined.
Well, that's great. Now I think this is interesting because so you joined Stevens, and you guys both have been a part of Stevens for a long time, and obviously we all are big fans of Doug Stevens. He's such a wonderful He's just a wonderful man. But now then he decided he wanted to retire. He wanted to do some other things. He'd been in the real estate business forever as well, I think, because he got it from his dad, right?
Correct.
So I have a little inside knowledge here, but you guys then, so what I think this is nice, because sometimes when you have companies change ownerships, it's not always as smooth. But you guys were such insiders that I remember Doug said it was like part of the family or something. Just felt like a new generation was coming in.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? How did this kind of becoming the new owners of Stevens? Because it's pretty exciting.
Well, you know, it didn't necessarily start as an ownership path. Pat and I were both on the management team at Stevens for two or three years, and we had a fairly in-depth kind of review of the business, and I got to see everything kind of from the inside out. And then once the stars kind of aligned and Doug decided he was going to pursue other things, it was kind of a natural fit for us because we'd seen it all from the inside out.
You've been helping Doug manage the company
Correct.
For a few years, right?
3 years, yeah.
And that would just something I'd dovetail to that is that was a great learning experience. You know, I kind of think back over those 2 or 3 years, Doug was just super transparent with, you know, the organization and how it flowed and the operations. And I think that really, really helped us in our transition as well.
So when you guys were on the management team, you didn't, at the first, you just thought you were part of the management team. You didn't realize that this was kind of, that it just kind of became a natural progression into now we're the owners. So how does that change when you're the owners? How does that change your mindset, or does it, or you just feel like you're kind of just continuing on?
You know, I try not to let it change, but I think it's difficult to not let it change. You know, you tend to micromanage the bank account a little bit. You look a little more off and that sort of thing. But once you kind of settle in and to the day-to-day routine, I don't think the duties will be that much different. Right. It's just a little bit higher level of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
And I think Doug set the stage nicely for us. You know, Chris was our sales manager for those 3 years, and a lot of what he's great at, he's still doing today. And and certainly my role prior to ownership was the training director, so I still carry that baton, and as well as kind of picking up where on some of the things that Doug was doing. But I think he positioned us nicely for, you know, this opportunity, and I hope that we strive real hard to make this a seamless change, and, you know, I think so far it's gone pretty smooth.
That's great. No, so one of the reasons probably helps with this is the real estate market. Let's kind of segue into the real estate market, because one of I guess if the real estate market wasn't perking up, it'd be a little different. You'd be a little bit more hand-wringing. But I guess you guys at this point, things are actually, you're pretty busy with kind of things are starting to move now, right? And then just from what they're saying on the national report. So how are you guys seeing that? And is that true? Is that part of what you're seeing? And how is it different in Lawrence? Or do you think we're kind of the national average? Or how does that affect us?
I think that's definitely the case here locally. And it's really kind of started, you know, a good piece last year, you know, the improvement and the recovery. And I think it's carried over nicely for the start of this year. I'm pleasantly surprised with the amount of activity and, you know, whether it's buyers that are out there looking and purchasing or sellers that are getting into the market and saying, hey, now's the time to sell my house. Despite some really nasty winter weather, we've had tremendous activity at open houses, and things seem to be heading in the right direction for a nice, steady climb. It's not anything that I think is going to be super rapid overnight, but we're poised for a nice, steady climb. And Chris, what would you add to that?
I would agree with that. It seems like our buyers and sellers are back a little bit in balance. Mm-hmm. We've got buyers with, you know, housing affordability is at an all-time high as far as affordability goes. Prices down, interest rates down.
Okay.
The same house as a function of an overall average income has never been more affordable than it is today. So that's good for the buyer side. And then we had a lot of sellers where we had too many sellers when we hit the skids there. And I think we've worked through some of that inventory. A lot of those sellers have decided whether they're going to maybe not be a seller, they're going to remodel and stay, or they're going to rent the house or whatever. So we've seen our supply excess kind of taken care of, and now our buyer demand's coming up, and we're actually seeing a bit of a shortage in the inventory. We're seeing some multiple offer situations and things that we haven't seen for a long time. And that's really a function of both the buyer demand being up and I think the seller supply being down a little bit.
Now, when you're saying that, so how long this trend, you know, this kind of downward turn that the real estate market, was it about 3 years, 5 years? How long has this been going on? Because it's kind of turned around the last couple of years. It's been kind of changing.
I think it depends on how you look at it. I don't know that we felt like it was going on in 2007. But it was. Now you look back and you see the numbers, you can see, oh yeah, there it was in 2007. So looking back historically, I think probably started in 2007, a little bit, and certainly 2008, 2009.
Those were the worst years, 2008 and 2009, right?
Yes, and maybe even a good chunk of 10.
Sure.
And then, but I think 11 and 12 were significantly better than the prior few, and so far in 13, we're seeing not necessarily a huge recovery in price, but just a nice recovery in volume. So if I have a house that's in good condition and it's priced well, I can sell it. Now, it may not sell for what it would have sold for in 2007, but I can sell it. And that is not what we had when it was the hardest. We could have a well-priced house in good condition, and it really didn't matter. People were afraid to buy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we've cleared that hurdle now.
That makes sense. Now, when you're talking about the house, the cost, the pricing, are we at like back to, are we at a certain level? Are we back to like 05 or 06, or is it just really depend on the house or the area?
I think it depends on a lot of factors, okay. But if you wanted to broad brush it, I would say, you know, we're probably back in that 06, 07. Depending on the area. I mean, you've got a lot of variables. You've got area of town. You've got, you know, investment property has taken a little bit bigger hit than owner-occupied because of the financing challenges that go along with having investment property and limiting that buyer pool. So there's the upper end is probably taking a harder hit than the middle. So there's a lot of buts in that in that statement. But I would say probably 07-ish. Mm-hmm. 07, 08-ish, if you made me give a date, I'd probably say that.
That's where we feel like we're starting to get back to those levels, and hopefully we'll start moving past those. But that's great, the inventory, too, because I know that I see a lot less street signs. You know, it seems like there's a lot fewer for sale signs on our street. We had several now. A few of them have disappeared. So, but I want to talk to you guys when we come back about some of these trends, and then also about the business and how what buyers and sellers kind of need to know.
Sounds great.
We'll continue next here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Tour Trader, the money saver.
Big news! Free carpet installation is back this week at Jenny's Floor Trader. You heard right. Nothing. Zippo. Freebie. Buy any super strong, super soft Tigressa carpet at Floor Trader's lower warehouse prices. Hundreds of free installation colors at up to 40% savings, and the basic installation is on them. Pay less and get free installation, too, at Jenny's Floor Trader. 3000 Iowa in Lawrence.
Floor Trader, the money saver.
Turn every time you swipe your Central National Bank debit card into Central Time with their It Makes Sense matching program. Each time you do, they'll round up your transaction amount to the nearest dollar. Then they'll deposit the difference directly into your savings account. Program participants save even more as the bank matches 5% of every penny saved.
Central National Bank, money for life.
Maximum match of $50 per statement cycle. Member FDIC in your hometown since 1884.
You tell them they're special. You buy them cards and blow party horns. You try to make them feel special. But the easiest, most sincere way to show it for a birthday or an anniversary is to bring them to Paisano's Ristorante. They'll offer great family recipes, wine, and a chance to show people just how much they mean to you. Birthday or anniversary, intimate or with the whole family, it's got to be Paisano's. 25th and Iowa in Lawrence, or 10th and Gage in Topeka. Paisano's Ristorante. It's what Italian food is all about.
If you're talking cars, talk to Laird Noller Hyundai in Lawrence. If you're thinking about a Honda Accord or Toyota Camry, check out Laird Noller Hyundai in Lawrence and test drive a Hyundai Sonata. It's an IIHS top safety pick with better value and a better 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty with Hyundai Assurance. Right now at Laird Noller Hyundai in Lawrence, lease a Sonata for just $199 a month. Come see why your friends and neighbors are buying from Laird Noller Hyundai at 2829 Iowa Street in Lawrence.
Hi, this is Zoe Harrington from Noble House Jewelry. To celebrate 25 years in Rosanna Square, we are having our first ever vault sale. This is a real sale. Buy one item, get one item of equal or lesser value free. Excludes loose diamonds, prior sales, and layaway. See store for details. Event starts March 21st through Sunday, March 24th with extended hours. Noble House Jewelry in Rosanna Square, 119th and Metcalf, or see us on Facebook or noblehousejewelry.com. Noble House.
There are a million ways to mow your lawn, but only the John Deere EasyTrac zero-turn mowers at Heritage Tractor can help you do it better than everyone else. If you want a fast, efficient mower that's easy and fun to use, take a look at John Deere EasyTrac mowers. Featuring an attention to the details you won't find on other zero-turn mowers, you'll be on your way to a beautiful lawn in record time. When it comes to mowing, nobody does it better than John Deere and Heritage Tractor. Check out the full lineup of riding mowers at Heritage Tractor. Find a store near you at heritagetractor.com.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
It is 924, 1320 KLWN, continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show once again, and Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Pat McCandless and Chris Earle, owners of Stevens Real Estate, enjoying this beautiful spring day today with the snow coming down outside. And speaking of that, let's talk about, we're going to get to a little bit about the what buyers and sellers need to know, because I know you guys know a lot about that. But I want to talk a little bit more about Stevens Real Estate when we're talking about that, the company, because they've been around how long?
This is our 35th year. Bob Stevens started Stevens Real Estate in 1978, and here we are on our 35th year of operation. And you know, what a great foundation that Bob built early on, and certainly Doug Stevens and Mark Bueller and their days kind of carried it on as well. And now Chris and I are at a new juncture, it's a new company, but it's really not. It's still Stevens Real Estate. Chris and I feel like nothing's changed. I mean, our agent pool is exactly the same and actually grown a little bit, and we're still that friendly smile and ready to do business with.
Well, one of the things you guys were talking about is the, I know with Bob and Doug, and then working, knowing you guys too, the kind of how Stevens, I mean, because how important is it as a real estate company to be in part of the community?
It's huge, Ann. I really think it's huge. Matter of fact, personally, it's why I joined Stevens. Mm-hmm. I really valued how Bob and Doug had really embraced themselves with the community and got involved, whether that be through their time and their talents, or, you know, certainly in a giving fashion as well. And that really resonated with me as I got into the real estate business, that I wanted to be a part of an organization that was aligned that way.
Mm-hmm. Had kind of a bigger mission. What about you, Chris? How do you see the Stevens in as part of the community? What is Stevens' responsibility to the community?
Well, I think we have a few. Certainly on the business side, your first responsibility is to take care of your customers and your clients and do good business and keep everybody happy. But secondly, I think because we're in the housing business and we deal with people moving to town, I think we're part of our duty is to really champion what a great place this is to live. Mm-hmm. And we're oftentimes the first people that somebody who's thinking of moving is going to talk to. And I think it's our job to know what's going on here and know what makes this place special so that we can communicate that. Because sometimes it just feels like a nice, comfortable shoe, but you don't realize how special this place is until you deal with people who are coming from somewhere different. And they really appreciate the mm-hmm. things that are different about Lawrence.
So you kind of ambassadors of Lawrence then.
Right. And then, of course, third, which is just as important, is community involvement. We really encourage our agents to be involved in something that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether it's your kid's softball team or your church or United Way, whatever it is, mm-hmm. just to be involved with something to be connected to the community.
And I think that's been a common mm-hmm. thread from the very beginning, you know, in the inception of Stevens Real Estate. I know Bob, speaking to some of the agents that were that have been selling for 25, 30 years, 35 years, that was something that Bob really championed with the team is mm-hmm. get involved in some way, just like Chris had mentioned. No better way to get to know Lawrence than really get down in the trenches and see what right. the needs are and assist and get involved in that way.
Yeah, and be a part of the community and get – now, you guys have done – I know you guys have been involved with United Way in mm-hmm. a big way the last several years. Now, wasn't – and then Bob, didn't he receive the Junior Achievement Award mm-hmm. this last year, wasn't it?
This past year, yes.
That was into the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, so there is obviously a long history there. So how do you guys see going forward? I mean, is there anything that you guys want to see as having a direction for Stevens, or just feel like you're on the same path, or do you feel like you want to push forward in a more aggressive way? I mean, how do you guys?
Well, first of all, one of the things you really do an in-depth dive on, is this right for us? And Chris and I met for numerous meetings and talking about, you know, are we going to do this? Are we not? And do we believe in the model? Do we certainly believed in the team. I think it's one of the best here in Lawrence. But you really just kind of do a deep dive on, do you believe in the model that's there? And mm-hmm. certainly, you know, being involved, community spirit, those kind of things are all things that we felt absolutely, you know, this just makes sense. So you put all that together, and mm-hmm. obviously Chris and I made the decision to kind of move forward with this acquisition, and we kind of hope to just kind of carry on the legacy, because
right. mm-hmm.
that's really what it is. I mean, you talk about a body of work of 35 years that Bob and certainly Doug put into this business and put in the community. It's really kind of a cool thing, and that's mm-hmm. something that Chris and I are looking forward to carrying on that tradition and legacy here in Lawrence, and we hope that the general public will see Stevens Real Estate the same, and that's our goal, is to kind of carry on with the things that just continue to do well.
Now, when you guys, how many agents do you guys have at Stevens?
Between our agent pool and our support staff, we're just right at 54.
So yeah, that's a pretty good large group of people to manage.
It is.
So when you're talking about your, so that you have all the staff and stuff, so real estate agents, how does the business change? I mean, is that, because when Bob started, they probably didn't have 50 agents. And then, I mean, when did you get up to the staff, and how has the business changed? Because obviously the internet changes things.
Oh, absolutely. But more importantly, kind of talking about the numbers of the team, mm-hmm. Golly, that's one of the things that I really placed a high value on as well at Stevens is, mm-hmm. you know, generally speaking, once agents join Stevens Real Estate, I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but it's pretty rare that people would leave. So I really credit
that
to
and
Bob
part of
and Doug's
team.
Leadership uh-huh. before and just the overall feel of the company. Yeah, the internet, obviously.
Now, the internet's,
changed.
Of yeah. course, but the internet's changed. Well, I think it's changed most businesses, but certainly real estate. On the buyer side, we used to have the buyers looking to us for kind of that original list. You know, we'd talk to them and they'd tell us kind of what they needed, or maybe we just would kind of infer what they needed, and we'd say, let's go look at these six or eight houses and see what you think, and then we'll come up with a new list based on how you react to these six or eight. But now when a buyer calls, oftentimes they've already got six or eight. They've looked online. They think they know what they want. Now, they don't always really know what they want, but they've at least got a starting point. Mm-hmm. So that starting point where we used to determine the starting point, now the buyers tend to determine the starting okay. point. As far as at the business level, I don't want to say we fought the internet, but early on when the internet was becoming prevalent, it felt like a threat to our business, and so we kind of hoarded that information, and we You know, we only would put the information on our website, not everywhere. Right. And once we all got comfortable with the idea that, listen, the internet is where people are going to do business. Now we blast that information everywhere. We're syndicated on 250 some sites. We don't care where the buyers get the information as long as they hear or see about the houses that we're representing for our sellers. So we went from kind of hoarding that information to telling the world, hey, here it all is, because we still feel like we have tremendous value in that scenario. We got comfortable with our place in the transaction, and it wasn't just the keeper of the information. Right. Now the information's everywhere. It's not that we've got the information, it's that we've got the skill set to get through the process.
Yeah, I think that's interesting, because I do think that the real estate business is obviously, to me, a big area where you see that, you know, the internet could play a part, and how do you embrace that as opposed to fighting? Because as we found out with other businesses, if you start fighting it, then you lose, because it's a reality that's out there. So how do you embrace it and incorporate it and make it work for you?
Well, I think you have to. The beauty of real estate is that you're dealing with a big investment, and it's complicated. So that adds to the need for our service, as well as you're dealing with people and personalities. And when you mix people and personalities in a big amount of money, it's easy to see how somebody who can manage that process is going to be a huge value. So really, that's where a ton of our value is in helping people stay on track, mm-hmm. and separating, we all like to say, separate the problem from the people.
Right.
You know, so we've got a problem in a transaction. Is it really worth $500 to be right here, or do we just want to get this thing done and get on to the next house, which is the one we've wanted for a long time? And so we really can provide that perspective, I mm-hmm. think, for people. And in addition to walking through the
out of it,
absolutely,
a little bit, yeah.
Because it's emotional when you're moving, and when you're dealing with a big chunk of money and you're moving, there's nothing that will make people crazy and act out of their personality.
Well, real estate, buying a home is one of the biggest things that anybody buys, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's the single, for the most people, that's your single biggest investment you've ever made. So it's pretty scary when you look at those numbers on that form at the bottom, when it sees your totals over the years. It can be a little astounding.
You know, I think that interpreting the information too, mm-hmm. you know, anybody can get on the computer and go to Zillow and look at a value, the Zestimate value, and you know, 5 out of 10 times it might be pretty close, but there's 5 out of 10 times it's not even in the ballpark,
mm-hmm.
because Zillow, that computer doesn't know how to interpret the data. They don't know if that's a particularly strong block of that street or a particularly weak block of that street. They just don't have the information that people with their boots on the ground have.
Mm-hmm.
So, knowing the difference between discount and value, I think, is something that we really mm-hmm. strive hard to do. Anybody can take something overpriced and then discount it, but
right.
but finding something that's priced well to begin with is just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think interpreting that data is where we become of real value. All of the data in the world is available. You can find anything
yeah.
you want on
and
the
a lot
internet.
Of misinformation too.
And some of it's good and some of it's not good, and sifting through that's what a person really needs.
So this is interesting when we bought our house, you know, finding a realtor, we found a lot of value in a realtor, because definitely helping you understand all the stuff, you know, it's just so many pieces to the action. What do you say to somebody who says, well, I just want to sell this house myself. Why am I going to give all that money to the realtor? You know, and what do you say? How do you address that? Because it's, you know, people, I see those for sale by owners, but those generally get replaced by a realtor sign. I've noticed, you know, so there'll be a for sale by owner for a few months, and then all of a sudden I see a Stevens Real Estate there sign there, because it obviously didn't work. How is that? How do you talk to people about that? Why, you know, to explain to them why they should
exposure?
Yeah,
I mean, really, when you're working with a realtor. And the, you know, obviously you're going to expose your house to the MLS. It's a broader range mm-hmm. of audience for their house to get attention towards. So that's huge.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chris has spoke to some of the key components
yeah.
to why you want to work with a realtor, as far as helping you through the can be sometimes a complicated process, mm-hmm. and the negotiation piece, and you know, just being that person to kind of get them through, mm-hmm. whether it be buying or selling process, is huge. But you know, unfortunately, in this past few years, the economy's been pretty challenged, and some people may have wanted to choose to work with a realtor, but unfortunately, they couldn't, and so mm-hmm. they were trying to, you know, get their house sold and get away from it without having to pay a fee.
Right.
And sometimes that works, but most generally, it equates to a lot more days on the market, and certainly mm-hmm. Gratifying for us to kind of convert them, because you know the realtor base is the experts in the field, as mm-hmm. Chris has pointed out. You know, they're the ones that really can separate emotion with what really needs to be done to get the end result that everybody's looking for.
Well, to that end, I know that you work with training of your agents and stuff. What kind of ongoing training do you do? Because there's so much information that comes out there. How do you keep up to date on that? How do you keep that information so that your realtors know what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. First of all, we meet with our agent pool every single week. We call it a sales meeting. It's kind of the update of what's going on in the market, new listings, what's sold, what went under contract. And then, of course, a big piece of that meeting as well is just informational, keeping our agents up to date with trends, maybe some new things that might be coming down the pipe. And then certainly in our profession, we are expected to keep continuing education classes going, our CE classes, and there's a requirement as far as that goes with the state. But we also incorporated a new program at Stevens for our agents that has been well received. It's called the Lunch and Learn program. And literally, over a bite of lunch, we bring in a guest speaker, into present a certain topical subject matter for them that's meaningful, and they've really, really embraced that. So we've been real thrilled with that as well.
That's cool. Now, when you're after a real estate agent, sometimes you see all these letters, ARI. What are those designations?
Yeah, there's different designations that are out there. Some of the more prominent ones would be like a CRS, and GRI and ABR.
They all run together.
Alphabet soup, right? But really, I place high value in that, because mm-hmm. that to me demonstrates that somebody is really in it for a career, mm-hmm. Really driven for their profession, and really striving to learn as much as possible. So I think that is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But you're talking to the guy that's works with agents with training and that piece.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this and get a little bit into what buyers and sellers need to know.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Brink Subaru in the Lawrence Auto Plaza is the only Subaru dealer in town that is giving you free oil changes for 3 years when you buy a brand new Subaru. Now, for a limited time, you can drive away in a brand new 2013 Subaru all-wheel drive Impreza that gets 36 miles per gallon. Or you can drive away in a brand new 2013 Subaru XV Crosstrek crossover that gets 33 miles per gallon. Brink Subaru in the Lawrence Auto Plaza will not be beat, period. Drive away today for as little as $199 per month plus tax. Brink Subaru of Lawrence. Come in today and see the dealer for the details on your new Subaru.
My name is Dr. Terry Reardon. My wife and I moved to Lawrence more than 30 years ago because we thought it would be the best place to raise our kids. Today, I'm running for the Lawrence City Commission because I want Lawrence to remain a strong and vibrant community for you and your kids. On Tuesday, April 2nd, please vote for Dr. Terry Reardon for Lawrence City Commission. You can count on me to put your family first.
Paid for by Terry Reardon for City Commission. Luann Wilcox, Treasurer.
Life doesn't always offer room for seconds, like second chances to make a first impression. But Central National Bank offers you a second chance at first-class banking with Second Chance Checking. These starter accounts present a great first step to move beyond the monetary challenges you've dealt with in the past to regain your financial strength. Second chances? At Central National Bank, it's second nature to assist our customers. Second Chance Checking.
Central National Bank. Money for life.
Member FDIC. FDIC in your hometown since 1884.
Ann, isn't there something I can do about these dad-burn weeds in my lawn?
Hi, I'm Ann, and Julie's here. She's the weedy one, and we're from Clinton Parkway Nursery. And yes, Julie, there is. How about if you killed them before you even see them?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
All Seasons by Fertilum controls both broadleaf and grassy weeds and lasts 6 months.
And it has fertilizer, 2-for-1. Go to Clinton Parkway Nursery today and get some All Seasons by Fertilum. Clinton Parkway Nursery at the corner of Clinton Parkway and Wakarusa. Look for those flowers on the roof.
Visiting Nurses offers support and care when it's needed most. For over 40 years, Visiting Nurses has become a part of people's lives by providing nursing, rehab, private duty, or hospice care to families in Douglas County and surrounding areas. The families Visiting Nurses work with can take comfort in knowing their loved ones are receiving the highest level of care, leaving them free to enjoy the memories they are making.
Visiting Nurses in Lawrence, call 843-3738. In Topeka, call 234-2700.
Make an informed decision. At Mark's Jewelers, we believe in educating you. We will not insult your intelligence with misleading discounts. We sell and service jewelry for what it is truly worth every day. Mark's Jewelers provides this service in a friendly, no-pressure environment. The key is trust and honesty. That turns customers into friends. This may not be how other jewelry stores do business, but it's worked for us for 129 years. So please stop by today and discover how fun shopping for fine jewelry and gifts can be. Mark's Jewelers, your complete jeweler since 1880.
Get ready for ES Lighting's annual showroom sales event. An incredible evening of savings with 50% off the entire showroom of fixtures, lamps, mirrors, accessories, and more. ES Lighting will open their doors from 5 to 8 p.m. only for this once-a-year showroom sale Thursday, April 4th. Enjoy refreshments and a complimentary chair massage. It's our way of saying thanks. See you April 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. at ES Lighting, 724 Connecticut in Lawrence, and online at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
The more things change, the more Paisano stands out for value and quality. Thinking of ordering out tonight? Paisano's Restaurante introduces your solution. Family-style entrees to go. Feed a family of four starting at just $24.99. Hot, fresh, and delicious, all served with salad and breadsticks. Paisano's Family-style entrees to go is available for carryout 7 days a week in Lawrence and Topeka. Go to paisanoskansas.com for a full family-style entrees to go menu. 25th and Iowa in Lawrence and 10th and Gage in Topeka. Paisano's Restaurante. Love your food.
Morning low was 19. Snow, then snow and freezing drizzle. Gusty east winds gusting to 20. 1 to 2 inches of new snow accumulation possible. High of 33. Snow and freezing drizzle before 7 p.m. tonight. Low of 29. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and once again, here's Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Pat McCandless and Chris Earl from Stevens Real Estate, and I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at the local Hy-Vees, the Merck, other convenient merchants around town, and you can also find it in front of the former Milton's and the Eldridge downtown in our outdoor boxes. It's also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and you can submit questions and comments for our guests, and like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So we are talking here with Chris and Pat from Stevens Real Estate, their 35-year-old company that's been around for a long time. So you guys have been dealing with buyers and sellers for
a long time.
We were talking about how things have changed with the internet, how people adapt. But let's talk a little bit about what buyers need to know and what sellers need to know or need to do and all that sort of thing when they're getting ready to jump into the market.
Well, there's a lot to know, which is part of where our value comes in. But, you know, there's probably a few highlights I could pop off the top of my head. For a buyer, I would say learning the difference between value and discount. It's really easy to go into a high-end store and see the 50% off sale, but is that really a good deal? Or is it selling for less than that every day at another store? Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think that agents who know the market and know the inventory are serious value. the shortcut way out from a buyer is, well, it's listed at this price, and if I can get 7% off of that, and the average discount in the market is 3%, so I'm making a good deal. But that's not necessarily the case. If it was 10% too high, you didn't make a good deal. Likewise, it's normal for a buyer to think that house, even though that house just came on the market, I've got to get a certain amount off. And oftentimes in today's world, we're seeing product that's coming on the market well priced and in really good condition, and they're getting their asking price or pretty darn close to it, and it's a good value at that price. So the difference between value and discount, I think, is huge for a buyer.
And so pricing. So when, as a realtor, how do you go about working with? How do you price a house?
That's something that we at Stevens, I think, have a pretty good process for. Let's just say somebody from the community contacts Stevens Real Estate, wants to,
and they're thinking, they're considering StevensRE.com.
That's right, StevensRE.com. but contacts us and says, "Hey, we're considering selling our property." An agent may go out there and on a first visit, and you know, introductions and kind of a quick walkthrough of the home, and then what many of our agents do at Stevens, we complete what's called a CMA. It's a comparative market analysis on the property, and we actually go out as a team. Oftentimes it will be the agent that was initially contacted, either Chris or myself, and maybe another agent or two. And so an in-home visit, second in-home visit, would be with that team, and each of us would go out and tour the home together, hear from the homeowner about some of the things that they may have done over the recent years for updates and improvements. But at the same time, we're taking a hard look at the property and is it really ready for the market, and as a team, we'll provide back to the primary agent what our suggestions may be to really make sure that that property is ready for the market. Then we really get busy. We get back to the office and we all kind of independently take a hard look at the market for both active and sold information, and each person will independently work those numbers and give their opinion of value, and give that back to the primary agent. They go back out, meet with the homeowner, and it's really kind of a nice process. So where I'm going with this is the homeowner is not just relying on one person's opinion on price. They get to collectively see as a team, you know, where they're at. And anytime you have a team come out from Stevens, I mean, there are, depending on the grouping, you could have 20 to, you know, 50 years worth of real estate experience here in Lawrence coming through your door. So I think that's really powerful.
Yeah, I think that would be really helpful for somebody when you're selling your house to really feel like you have a wide range perspective of people, that so that you really feel like you're being smart about how, what you're placing your house value at. And so also you know what to, really to expect, that you're not completely undervaluing your house and you're not overvaluing your house, because, you know, expecting to get a lot more for a house, to be realistic about it.
And it's a bit of a journey when you first meet with the seller to kind of transition them into thinking that, you know, it's their home. It may be where they raised their kids and spent many, many years of their life and lots of great memories and that emotional connection, to kind of flipping that switch and now it's a product and we need to get this thing sold. Mm-hmm. And what do we need to do to make our product more appealing to the masses? So that's a bit of a transition. Yeah. And I think that's equally a very important piece of why you should be with a realtor, because you know, we're the experts in the field that can kind of help you through that piece.
Mm-hmm. So Chris, when you're saying, so what are there some general things that a seller should know to be ready, or is this something it really doesn't matter?
Well, I think there are a lot of specifics that an agent might recommend after the home visit, but in the end, it's fairly simple. Whether a house sells or not is almost always a function of two things: price and condition. Okay. Now, there are a lot of other things, you know, everybody says location, 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 but all of that is adjusted for in the price. Mm-hmm. So if a house is not selling, it's probably either people are turned off by something with the condition, or the price is too high to get people to look.
I mean, orange shag carpet or something.
Right, but it's condition. Yeah, so there's condition. So really, but having an objective view at condition is huge. Mm-hmm. Certainly having an objective view at price, we all know why. We all value our own things more sometimes. So getting that objective view of price is good, but getting an objective view of condition is important too. Mm-hmm. I recently sold a house that we were living in, and if every agent could sell a house that they're living in, I think we would probably do a lot better job with our clients, because it is hard to mm-hmm. detach from that. And it's hard to say, boy, this front entryway needs clean. But when I've got four kids, three under the age of five, it's pretty hard to keep that entryway clean. Yeah. So it's an interesting experience to go through it yourself. But to have that outside perspective of, I understand life's hard and it's hard to keep that clean. However, that's the first place that people see. Mm-hmm. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where I really think that the independent viewpoint and having somebody you can trust, because mm-hmm. if you're going to discount everything that they tell you, if it's not what you want to hear, then that's probably not the right person
you're
for you. That's right.
So seller kind of listening to help working with the agent to find out, you know, really making sure they're pricing their house correctly for the condition or fixing their condition so they can price it better. So what do buyers need to know if they say because the market's changed? Let's talk about how the market is a little bit now, and why is it a good time to buy, a bad time to buy, why?
Oh, that's a big question. I think it's a great time to buy. We talked about the affordability. There's an index out there called the Housing Affordability Index, which takes into account things like average salary, average price of a house, cost of the payment based on the interest rate, and we're at all-time lows there.
Okay.
Houses have never been more affordable. So I think it's a great time to buy. And I think the market is believing that it's a great time to buy too. There was a time when we couldn't get somebody to pull the trigger. And so now as the market recovers, it kind of feeds on itself. The market's a little better, so buyers feel like it's an even better time to buy, because if I needed to sell, it's not as difficult as it used to be. You know, mm-hmm. when you're a buyer, you're always in the back of your mind thinking about, what if I have to sell?
Right.
And if you're a seller, you're thinking about, what might I buy? So when the market gets better, it encourages both sides, and it really mm-hmm. kind of feeds on itself for a recovery.
So what's a buyer need to know if they're getting into the market? What do they need? Is there some things that they need to kind of be aware of when they're starting to look for houses? A checklist or top
Well, line? I think financing is huge. Mm-hmm. You've got to figure out how you're going to get the money. Mm-hmm. And I can't recommend anything more when it comes to financing than get with a local lender.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a ton of local lenders here, not as many as we used to, but we've got a ton of local lenders here who do a terrific job. And they can help you understand what's the payment going to look like, what are the qualifications that are going to be required.
Okay.
And that's really, before you go shopping, you really need to have a budget. Mm-hmm. And the lender can help with that, budget. And that's really the first step, because there's nothing worse than looking at something that you later find out you can't afford,
mm-hmm.
because then it's hard to like what you can't afford then. You know, you really shouldn't be looking out of your price point too far.
So when you get a house, first you go to your lender, and then you find you start looking online, I'm sure.
I think that you just hit a point.
Uh-huh.
Most people start online first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of where it all begins, through different various search engines. You know, Chris's point to get with a local lender is huge, because then you really know your budget when mm-hmm. you're out there looking at housing. But most importantly, you know, early in the process, make your decision, align with a realtor, and you know, what we really encourage is to, you know, come on into our office, let's sit down, let's learn about your needs. What exactly are you looking for? What are the things that you value in a home, or what do you value in location, and
mm-hmm.
and those kind of things? Because the more we can learn what your preferences are, the better we can be at assisting and finding that home. And the value of a realtor is so huge, because they're looking at the here and now. They're looking at the inventory level that's on the market at this given moment. Us realtors, we network all the time, whether it's with our other agency mm-hmm. Friends that are here in town and peers, and we kind of have a flavor for what's coming on the market sometimes, you know, 3, 4, 6 weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and I can speak to this. In the past, we've had a few deals where we went out to to meet with homeowners, and next thing you know, he's looking at me or I'm looking at him and saying, hey, I think I may have a buyer that may fit this house. And it's crazy how mm-hmm. things like that work. And so I would just, my word of caution there is it's good to look online, know your budget, but really understand the value of selecting a realtor early in the process and start that conversation with mm-hmm. what it is that you're truly looking for.
Now, when you're talking about real estate, too, because as we're getting ready to wrap up here, but what are you dealing with the time frame? Are they looking, I want to buy a house in the next, 3 months, or are they looking at like, oh, I'm going to get into the next year? Is there a time frame?
I think everybody's different. An average time frame from contract to close, I would say, is probably 45 days. Okay. But the search can take 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years. I think everybody's different there. I think it's important to discuss with your agent what your time frame looks like and what kind of timeline you're looking into, because somebody on a slow path doesn't want to be pushed, and somebody that needs something quick doesn't want to be put off. So I think that's just one more thing you've got to discuss with your agent to make sure that everybody's on the same page with your timeline. But there's no right or wrong time frame.
Just whatever's going to getting it done. Well, thank you guys for being here. This is very interesting.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell people then go to our website, lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and where they can, and they can also go to yours directly, which is stevensre.com for Stevens Real Estate. And there you can get links, I know, to houses, to stuff, mm-hmm. you also have all your agents there. And one of the things you also talked about earlier in one of the breaks is they also can find out about careers at Stevens Real Estate for people that might be interested in getting into a career in real estate.
Absolutely.
So that's StevensRE.com. Pat, Chris, good luck with your venture here. And I'm very happy. And I know that Doug and Bob are very happy that people are carrying on the Stevens traditions over there. So that's pretty nice.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, Ann.
This has been great. Thanks for being here, the Lawrence Business Magazine. You can like us on Facebook for updates. Each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And we're happy that Stevens Real Estate was here with us today. They've obviously been a big part of our community for 35 years and hopefully another 35 more. Thank you for joining us. Lawrence Business Magazine, every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on KLWN, 1320, redefining the concept of business.
Morning low was 19. Snow, then snow and freezing drizzle, gusty east winds gusting to